Am kommenden Sonntag gastiert die Stone Foundation im Wiener B72. Das habe ich zum Anlass genommen, um mit Bandgründer Neil Jones zu plaudern. Gerade sind sie auf Tour, deswegen haben sie kurzerhand gesagt, wir parken an einem Schweizer Parkplatz bzw. einer Autoraststätte. Und Neil Jones, den habe ich jetzt am Telefon. Zu Beginn wollte ich zunächst einmal wissen, wie sich die Band damals vor fast 30 Jahren kennengelernt hat. Also, can you tell us how Stone Foundation first came together? Were you friends or how did you meet the other members?
Yeah, so originally it was myself and Neil Sheesby that formed the band together. Mm. That was unbelievably about 26 years ago now, which has been an incredible journey. And myself and Neil come from neighbouring towns in the Midlands in the UK, from a place called Tamworth, and he comes from Atherton. And we met and sort of formed a bond really over our love of soul music, old hip-hop records, and just great music that we were enjoying, really. And from that point on, we set about forming Stone Foundation and building the band from there and adding the members as they've gone along. We've had many members over the years. They Amazon Prime made a film about us, which you can see on there, which sort of tells the story of the 25 years up to that point of the band being together.
Yeah.
And we've always had lots and lots of members, horn sections, different keyboard players, etc. But it's been myself and Neil from the very start, really.
Yeah. So it's a kind of a band in progress.
Yeah. I mean, this formation's been together since all of the records that we've been recording at Paul Weller's studio. So this has been together for the longest. We've changed drummers over the last 18 months. So we have a new drummer. You can't miss him. He's got a massive afro. He's a very cool dude. And we've also added Mick Tolbert from the Style Council. He now plays on keyboards with our other keyboard player, Ian Arnold.
But you mentioned already some names. You've worked with amazing artists. You mentioned Paul Weller, also Mick Talbot, the Old Buddies, JPB Manny, Graham Parker, and many, many others. What do you take away from those collaborations?
Well, you always take a little bit of those people with you because they're the people that have inspired you in the first place.
Yeah.
So they're the people that we look up to. And it is like sort of pinch yourself moments when you work with people like that. You know, we were just playing some William Bell in the tour bus, and you know, we've got to work with William Bell, which has been an amazing experience. Betty Levette, people like that, they teach you so much about not just the industry but about music itself. You know.
The Revival of Survival was a Superfly album of the week when it came out. Would you say the album is kind of a reaction to current social or political challenges, or is it more of a personal statement?
Oh, no, I think we always try to sort of rally against. At the moment, a lot of, I don't know, it seems to be prevalent that everyone's talking about hate. And they're always like pointing fingers at other people, and everyone seems to want to fight each other at the moment. So this record is about uplifting people and trying just to get some joy in people's lives through the music, really.
The World Revival suggests hope, also renewal. Was that an intentional message?
I think so. I think, like, as well, we were very aware of all the sort of covers bands that are out there at the moment that seem to be making lots and lots of money. And it seems to be like almost like an illness at the moment where people are just paying to watch covers bands of things that they saw when they were kids and whatever, where they're not sort of investing as much into new music and new soul artists and going out and seeing new performers play. Do you know what I mean? So it was kind of a bit of a tongue-in-cheek take on that as well, really, where, you know, I'm not particularly interested in going and seeing someone dressed up as Tina Turner or I don't know, all the old Motown artists or whatever. I'd rather listen to their records and go and see new artists, you know, like people like our friend Jalen and Gonda and people like that, new soul artists who are more relevant, I think, and... I think that's where people should be sort of spending their money and getting behind new music.
Yeah. And there is a lot. You mentioned Jalen Agonda. He's just one of so many artists who are doing this.
Yeah. We love Michael Kiwanuka and people like that as well. They're fantastic, you know.
You're currently on tour. My question, while touring, are there any ideas coming up for new material, maybe from impressions or moments, or do you really focus on this live tour?
Well, for me, it's quite full on because I'm the tour manager as well as the singer. And it's very, very stressful because... Yeah. You're always worried about finances. So doing such a long tour like we're doing at the moment, especially through different countries, you're always worrying about the financial aspects of that. So, you know, it's our first ever time in Vienna. I believe there's going to be a really good crowd there. So it's going to be great to have the people of Vienna get behind the bands and come and support us, really. It's such a long way to drop. Hi, you're listening to Neil Jones from Stone Foundation, and you're listening to the amazing Superfly Soul Radio. We can't wait to see you all in Vienna for our first ever gig there in your wonderful city. Hope to see you soon.